What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I guess, how can we see you tonight, Goldie? You know the schedule better than I do.
You got it done, Hawk. I believe it's 5:15 on the Panthers Instagram account. We get thousands of people on there. It's very entertaining. Most of the comments I cannot read on the Instagram, but people are, I mean, you could send me whatever you like. I mean, you think
sounds
it's
like our text line,
when...
Goldie. Our text line, Goldie, is nothing I could ever read on the air.
Exactly. Like, I sometimes leave a, hey, Bill Bob in Orlando, nice comment. It's not getting on, though, buddy, okay? So we have a good time with it. We really do. And then Scripps is really stepping up in a huge way, Hawk. We got Jessica Jobo and Randy Moeller in the studio. 30 minutes before every playoff game, myself and Katie Engelson covering at the site. Katie's going to talk to Anton Lundell tonight for the pregame show. I'm going to talk to Commissioner Gary Bettman, who will be at the game. So 30 minutes before every game throughout the playoffs. So tonight, of course, as you said, that means at 6:30 for the Scripps Sports Panthers pregame show.
Scripps has stepped up, by the way. I love when there's a local presence, even when you don't have the actual rights to broadcast the games. Obviously, you can listen to the game here on 560 QAM with Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay. So Wednesday night, tell us your opinion. I was saying yesterday to George Richards, and I think I spoke with Moeller. You know, I thought Wednesday was a real missed opportunity because Anthony Stolarz was out, and I just thought it was a chance to steal a game in Toronto, and I felt like they missed out on that opportunity. Was that, in your mind, a missed opportunity game?
Yeah, I mean, look, any game they lose to me is a missed opportunity because you have to have confidence in this team. I mean, look, you know, game one, I mean, they get that game to 4-3 in the third. They are charging hard. Wall came in relief, and you figure, okay, this is a typical comeback Cats. The Leafs are on their heels, and then right after the 4-3 goal, you know, they go and give one back with one of those odd man rushes, and then they get one back again to make it 5-4 late, and they've got the goaltender pulled. So I thought both, you know, fairly similar. I thought for sure when they tied that game in the third, Panthers are really good the first 5 minutes of the third period, and then Lundell ties it. You figure, okay, here we go. And then 13 seconds later, a very uncharacteristic goal given up. You know, Mitch Marner gets it. And then, you know, Joe Wall made that big save on Sam Iskevich. Panthers kept on bringing it. So overall, you know, when you look at the scoring chances and all those things, the Panthers are fine. And they're averaging 3.5 goals a game. The surprising issue right now is defensively, and that, as we know, number one is correctable with a little bit more awareness on the ice, and number two, getting more saves from Sergei Bobrovsky, which you fully expect him to do after, you know, what he's done the last few years.
And Goldie, I was just going to say, I've been sold and I've watched. So I've talked about, we've talked about with a number of people. This is a defensive team built for the playoffs. The style of play is built for the playoffs. 9 goals in 2 games. That's not what I expected. What's going on? Is it Bob? Is it the defense? What's going on to give up 9 goals in 2 damn games?
Well, first off, there's a few that Sergei would like back. And we know when he's on his game in the playoffs, not only does he make every one of those saves, then he makes two or three that he's not supposed to make. So, you know, the first three goals the other night, not his fault. That's defensive mistakes. Fourth goal, sure. He'd like to have that one back. So the bottom line in any playoff series, if you don't get, you know, above average goaltending, you're not going to win the series. So I expect Sergei to bring that to the table in a big way moving forward. You know, defensively, they haven't been on the right side of the puck in a lot of those stretch passes for the Leafs. And, you know, that's just attention to detail. But incorporated in that, Crowder, is that forecheck. They're the best forechecking team in the league. And they just make it miserable on opposing defenses when they have to go back and get that puck. Those defensemen have to turn. They get hit time and time again. And that becomes cumulative, not only in a game and in a series. So some of those chances off the rush, remember, they're limited when you do the job on the forecheck in the offensive zone. It doesn't even get to that point where they could stretch out the game. So I think it's, you know, to your point on the question, it's really twofold and even threefold. So I think they'll have a little bit more awareness, which is what they need in that neutral zone at their own blue line when the Leafs try to stretch the game. But if you get there on the forecheck, and you don't let them out of the zone cleanly in the first place, you don't have to worry about that as much. And it just goes without saying, more often than not in this league, in the playoffs, especially you get to the second round, there's only 8 out of 32 teams left. You know, very often, the team that gets the better goaltending gets the win.
What do we know about injuries? I think I saw Paul Maurice said something today along the lines of, hey, we'll have maybe some game-time decisions based on injuries. The guy who jumps out at me is Matthew Tkachuk. Is he 100%?
You know, he says he is. Paul Maurice says he is. I know what people are watching. I look back at the stats after the game, and I didn't even realize. He played 18 and a half minutes in that game, and he had 8 shot attempts. And he helped set up that, you know, that chance by Sam Iskevich that was stopped by Joe Woll right at the buzzer. So, you know, right at the net, I should say, in the third period, that would have tied the game. So, you know, I think Tkachuk was maybe more active than any of us thought. Matthew Tkachuk's playing. I mean, in my opinion, unless he's really hurt and I just don't know it, I can't imagine he's coming out of the lineup tonight.
And what should be our approach? They got to get nastier. I know the game won, and they were talking about Sam Bennett hitting the goalie in the head, or put Stolarz out and all that stuff. Like, should it be? Because you were talking about the forechecking and, like, just getting a little more physical, because that's what I've heard, and every time we win and every time we, you know, saying we get wins, we always talk about the physicality. Should we get more physical? Can that change the series? Because, be honest, we're down 2-0.
100% it could change a series. And I think that's part of the thing, Crowder, with the forecheck. You know, it's all well and good to get physical. You got to get there, right? You can't make the tackle, you know, a good tackle if you're being pushed, you know, 6 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, right? Crowder's got to get in the backfield. And then all of a sudden, Channing Crowder blew up the play for a TFL. So no difference here. You've got to get there. You don't want to be physical and get put out of position. I do think they're going to have a lot of jump tonight. They did not have that in game one. I thought the start in game two was good. Few penalties, unfortunately, in that opening period. You know, the team I see is a determined team, calm. They have not been down by 2 games in a series since the 23 playoffs. They won one of those series. They lost one of them. So I do think that they know. It's not an elimination game, but teams that go up 3-0 in NHL history are 208-4 all time. So it's not an elimination game, but realistically, you need the win. I think you're going to see all of you know what we've gotten to know from this team that has been there in spurts in games 1 and 2.
You know, it's interesting because it sounds ominous, right? If you go down 3-0, it's essentially curtains. But what I said to Crowder earlier was, and I'll ask you if you agree, if they do win tonight, the series is playing out exactly the way that it should, that Toronto holds ice on their home ice and Florida ostensibly holds ice on their home ice, and it becomes a 3-game series. Like, there's so much to me on the line tonight, because if they win, it's exactly the way this series should be playing out, and if they lose, you're really...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Facing an uphill battle.
Look, I thought this series, Hawk, would be 2-1 somebody. I also thought it would probably be 3-2 somebody. I figured this thing is going 6 or 7. So, to your point, that still stays on point. Now, it would have been wonderful. 2 1-goal games, right? In games 1 and 2, you get one of those wins, and you feel a little bit better, because if you lose tonight, then that really got to have it win becomes on Sunday. But I agree with you. And, you know, seeing the forest through the trees, you know, because they weren't complete games by the Panthers in games 1 and 2. And there were some things we don't expect to see from this team, especially the way they, for the most part, dominated Tampa. Seeing the forest through the trees, they're on the road. Things didn't go their way. And you got 1-goal games right down to the buzzer and getting scoring chances in the final second. So I think overall they're in decent shape, besides the fact that it's a game tonight where the margin for error, to your point, goes away a lot, because now, you know, you can't afford to lose a big guy tonight to an injury for half the game or get a 5-minute major or something like that happen.
And Goldie, 5-4 win for the Leafs, 4-3 win for the Leafs, 9 goals, 7 goals, second game. Do the Panthers want it to get there, or do we need to see more 1-2, 2-1, 0-1? Do we need to see those games for the Panthers to get back on top?
You sound like Paul Maurice Crowder, except you left out the adjective he used. He uses 2-1 filthy. That's what he liked to say. Muck it up. Muck it up. Make it dirty. You don't need to be entertaining and have it go coast to coast in 5-4 games, to your point. And I think we're going to see that team tonight. I think they'll be able to control, pay more attention to detail on that stretch game for the Maple Leafs. A lot of those goals are off the rush. The Panthers, when Paul Maurice came in, remember that first press conference? His comment that stood out to me the most was, you know, we don't want to take the speed out of the Ferrari here, but you got to learn to drive in the rain a little bit. That was his key, you know, to slow down the other team. And they've done a great job. They're the number one rush team in the NHL defensively the last few years. That's why they're the champs. And, you know, I'm as surprised as anybody that they have not done that to their capability the first two games. But one thing we've learned, okay, and all we got to do is go back, what, 10 and a half months after game 6 in Edmonton. Everybody was nervous as heck for 48 hours, and they played one of the best games they could play in Game 7 coming back. So this, to me, as far as a, quote, bounce back, pales in comparison to what they have to do. And this reminds me more, guys. Remember last year in the Eastern Conference Final, they lost Games 2 and 3 to the Rangers in overtime, both games, and they were down 2-1, but they were playing well. It reminds me more of that than the recovery there, you know, they have to make from the Stanley Cup final. So I think, to your point, Crowder, not going to be a lot of room out there tonight. Crowd will be juiced up. I think it'll be physical, and I think it'll be a dirty, filthy, low-scoring Panther win, which is just the way they like it.
Yeah, just the way they like it. Tonight in Sunrise, it is Game 3. It's a 7 o'clock puck drop. You can hear the game here on 560 QAM. You can watch local pregame coverage on Scripps, which is Channel 39, Dayton Broward, South Florida's 9, Palm Beach County, and you can watch the Florida Panthers Instagram page for Instagram Live with Goldie and the entire cast of characters getting you ready for Game 3. Real quick, Goldie, because I know you're a music and concert fan like I am. Are you going to see Billy Idol and Joan Jett, if the schedule will allow, are you going to see Billy Idol and Joan Jett at the Amerant Bank Arena next Tuesday?
I sure as hell hope not, because I'm hoping I'm on the plane to Toronto for Game 5. So if
all
I'm
right, let's say that you're not, for whatever reason, the plane gets canceled, the game gets moved one day.
Okay.
Would you go see that show?
Oh, 1,000%. I'd cut off my right arm to go see that show. What are you kidding me? Vital Idol, baby. Let's go.
Yeah.
The only thing better is if Debbie Gibson was opening for Joan Jett, and we'd have all three.
Oh, I mean, now you're speaking my language, Goldie. Do you know who I bought tickets for the other day? I bought tickets for David Lee Roth coming to Hard Rock Live.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Van Halen with either David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar?
I saw Van Halen back in the 80s at Madison Square Garden, one of the first concerts I ever went to, believe it or not.
So that was DLR back then, right?
That was forever ago. I was a teenager. Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, David Lee Roth is 70 years old now. And looks every
bit of
it.
All those guys now are old. Hawk, you'll love this. First concert ever that I went to, Huey Lewis and the News opened up for Lionel Richie, the Dancing on the Ceiling tour. First concert ever.
What a great bill that is. Huey Lewis and the News and Lionel Richie? Holy
at Madison Square Garden. Girl. Yep.
That's a great show there, Crowder. Crowder, they don't make tours like that anymore.
What are you talking about?
My first concert by myself, you know, without my parents, just with friends, was the Jackson's Victory Tour at Comiskey Park in Chicago.
Wow.
The absolute last row was $30 a ticket. The absolute last row, I brought binoculars to stare at the screen, the scoreboard screen, because I couldn't come close to seeing the stage.
Yeah, there was some, I'll tell you what, I remember one, I'm going probably early 90s, maybe 90, Eric Clapton opening for Elton John at Shea Stadium in the upper deck, section 46 that night. Yes.
I mean, to see a concert at Madison Square Garden or Shea Stadium, I mean, that's something special.
I did see Run DMC at Nassau Coliseum on Long Island. That was a fun one, too.
Was that the Run DMC Beastie Boys tour? Because I saw that at the Rosemont Horizon in Chicago.
I just have four words to leave you with. Whose house? Runs house.
Perfect way to punctuate it, Goldie. Perfect way to punctuate it. We love you. Have a good broadcast tonight. Again, Scripps tonight, pregame 6:30, and go Panthers, Goldie.
See you, fellas. Thanks as always.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.